Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone, Beth Olson, Cass County Public Health Director, with us again this week. Beth, good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
Well, I'm healthy. Hopefully so many other people are too, but we are still monitoring and testing and seeing what's going on out there with COVID-19. And I know in the last few days, some folks have raised their eyebrows just a bit. We've seen a few more cases here locally.
We certainly have.
Can you talk a little bit about where we are right now with that?
You know, right now there's what we know about is 6 cases in the county. We do expect that number to grow. And, you know, people are getting out and about more. And I think we all should have known that this would happen as things begin to open up. And it just means we have to take that many more precautions.
Well, we've been testing for a while, but has the rate of testing increased?
You know, I wouldn't say the rate of testing has necessarily increased, but I think maybe more so that we're finding groups that we should be testing more after, you know, a positive is identified. There's a contact tracing process that public health does with any disease investigation. And so from that contact tracing, we're able to identify individuals that should be tested or, you know, whether they're symptomatic or not. And so from that, we're able to test individuals that are more likely to be positive, you know, if they've been in contact with somebody else who we know is a positive. So it's a little easier to find positives once you're doing the contact tracing and you've identified a few of those positives.
Sure. Well, while we weren't sure about the number of tests available and things like that, we were kind of waiting for folks to show symptoms of some sort and then come get tested. As a public health system now, are we being more proactive in reaching out to people to get tested?
You know, I think we are. And, you know, the hospital can, of course, test people. And those testing criteria of who can be tested, it seems like it expands every week. And then Rex Pharmacy also started their drive-up testing pilot project there that they're doing. So that's another option for people to be tested. So it helps to have those additional touch points whenever, you know, if people don't want to go to the doctor, they can do the no-contact drive-up process through Rex Pharmacy. Or maybe they do want to see a doctor and they do want to have that healthcare touch point. So, you know, it is nice that we have both of those options in the county.
As many options as possible. We'll take a lot of people to that party, you bet. Well, can you talk a little bit about what's going on these days with regard to numbers and things? Because I've had some people in the last couple of days say, oh, goodness, there are more cases. Should we be alarmed more than we were before? How would you respond to that?
You know, and I don't think it's something that we should be alarmed about. I don't want people to become anxious, but I think you do need to be aware of your surroundings. Think about who you're interacting with. Think about, you know, we are coming up on a holiday weekend. So what are your plans? And are you going to be interacting with other people? And do you know that they're well, or do you know that they've had any exposures? And so I don't want to alarm people through all of this. We've been saying, you know, don't panic. And that's still my message now is don't panic, but be smart about what you're doing and who you're coming into contact with. And, you know, especially as things start to open up, we just really have to be mindful about our surroundings. And, you know, my same guidance that I've been saying for the past several months applies here. So we want people to wear a mask if you're going to be out in public and you're within, you know, that closer than 6 feet to people. I want you to social distance when you can. And a lot of the places that are opening are mandated to require that social distancing. I want people to continue to wash their hands. And if you can't wash them, use hand sanitizer. So, and avoiding touching your face is another big one, too. So my guidance still really, you know, it still really stands.
Well, we've seen many, many more things open up, limited basis in large measure, but open up to allow folks to get back to work, back to some of the things that they enjoy as well. And we're going to see more of that, of course, as time goes on. And you mentioned the holiday weekend coming up. So does that heighten your level of concern, public health and the medical facilities in the area, about you know, what could be happening down the road here as we start to kind of experiment a little bit with getting back at it again?
You know, it really does. It does. And just because I know people are going to be, you know, together and, you know, maybe seeing family and friends that they haven't in a long time. And You know, as we begin to have more of those interactions and, you know, kind of get back to life as normal, which is very important. I'm not saying it's not, but it does concern me as, you know, the public health in me. I want our population to stay healthy. And, you know, when we're going to go out and be doing these things, we have to be aware of our surroundings and what we're doing. And again, are you spending time with people that feel well and haven't had exposures and those kinds of things? And, you know, the basic guidance shouldn't go away just because some of those restrictions were lifted.
I would imagine that we'll probably learn a lot from these next few weeks.
I think so. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, the trends. You know, we've really been talking about coronavirus hitting the eastern side of the state really hard. And now we've seen that creep into the, you know, kind of the central part of the state. And now, you know, I'm afraid that we're going to start seeing that here on our southern side, too. And, you know, we had Mother's Day a few weeks ago, and now we have Memorial Day, and it kicks off into the summer with, you know, now summer sports are allowed. So it will be really interesting to track this and look at, you know, the big picture down the road of, you know, this is how that may have impacted all of the number of people that got sick in our county.
So. Sure, sure. Well, I don't know how much traveling folks might do here during the holiday weekend, but what tips would you have for them if they do some gathering?
You know, if you are going to gather, I'd encourage you to keep your distance as much as you can. And I know that's really hard with little ones who just don't understand why they can't run up and hug and kiss grandma and grandpa. And, you know, keep your distance as well as you can. Make sure you are washing your hands as frequent as possible. Wear a mask if you are going to be close to individuals. And, you know, it can feel silly to have to wear a mask, but if you just make a pact and everybody in the group's going to wear a mask, then, you know, that's protecting yourself, that's protecting others, and, you know, just avoid touching your face. Some of those, it gets back to the basics, those simple things that we've been saying all along, that it's going to help you, you know, keep COVID at bay here in Cass County.
Sure. Well, Beth, I want to ask you, some of the hot spots we've seen, many of them around the state, are in long-term care facilities. A lot of those folks who are residents there are in the high-risk groups. They're the most vulnerable. We haven't seen maybe quite the concentration of those kind of outbreaks around these parts as they have in other parts of the state. Are we just lucky so far?
You know, so far, we haven't, and that has been very fortunate for us. You know, and it only takes one person to bring it in and, you know, infect a facility. And so, you know, I can speak for Cass County that our facilities have done a wonderful job preparing for this, a wonderful job making sure employees are aware of signs and symptoms, keeping employees that have traveled home, keeping employees that are ill home until, you know, they get a test result. And, you know, I just have to give kudos to all of the long-term care facilities here in Cass County. They're really doing a nice job. They're collaborating together. You know, we have calls several times throughout the week just to touch base and make sure everybody has appropriate PPE and nobody has staffing issues. And they just have really gone above and beyond. And that's not to say that these other entities didn't, but I think that we've had a lot of time to prepare here and that we are prepared, and I'm seeing just a really great response locally from our long-term care facilities.
Well, we're sure thankful for all of that. That's for sure. No one wants to see grandma and grandpa suffer through some of the things that folks have had to in other places and do it from a distance as well. It's difficult to watch that from afar. Also, you know, we're getting into that season now. You mentioned some of the things that are opening up. High school sports are allowed to get started here fairly soon, and we're going to see some other things with the summer months anyway, because people get more mobile, it seems, during the summer months in this part of the country. So it really is a critical time to watch some of that, and we need to be aware of those things as we do maybe spread out a little more and do a little more traveling.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know that summer sports was announced that, you know, teams can play that, and it'll be interesting to see kind of the guidelines that they have to follow to keep the players safe, to keep the spectators safe. And, you know, I would assume that that would have to mean lifting some of that 10-person limits that we've been holding people to, because right now we're still at just that 10 people. So, you know, for a baseball or softball team, that's your team plus the coach. So I would assume that we would see some of that lifted in the next few days. But, you know, as spectators, that still means, you know, you need to space out from the people sitting next to you, and you shouldn't be congregating or riding to games together with other families. And, you know, we can get back to normal and do some of these things, but we still need to be extra mindful about what this new normal looks like. And there's just a lot of challenges and differences that are you know, going to happen. In order, you know, it's great to be able to do this, but we still have to be mindful that COVID is not going away. It's really just getting started here in Cass County, and you know, let's help keep those numbers low.
Sure. Sure. Well, although places like restaurants and retail outlets have been able to open on a limited basis, churches in some cases have been given the opportunities again. You know, some have and some haven't. They're kind of basing it on their own personal experience, what they feel comfortable with. Are you satisfied that folks are taking the proper precautions with regard to their situation as we start to reopen again?
You know, I am, and I think that people have really evaluated it for, you know, what their facility looks like, what they're able to implement, you know, maybe who normally attend, the types of individuals that normally attend, you know, their services, their restaurant, et cetera. And, you know, I think that people have done a really nice job of kind of weighing the benefit and the risk. And so far, I've been really grateful for the people that have reached out to us and let us, you know, help them work through some of those you know, tough questions and trying to figure out what the right answer is. And people are, you know, really critically thinking about how they can move forward with life and but do it in a safe way.
Yep, and a lot of assistance out there, not just saying, okay, go ahead and do what you want to do. There's a lot of guidance out there, too, if folks pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, Beth, thank you so much for the update. Appreciate it. Continue to stay safe.
Yep, thank you so much.